Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name, as always, is Boom Shaka. And I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, commenting. I appreciate the support. If you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a message that one of the longtime viewers of this channel and one of my support system, she's amazing, she's great. Is that an eyelash? Her name's Kat Sawyer, and you've probably seen her comments on the channels, and they're very interesting, very, very in-depth. She puts a lot of effort into it, obviously, and she knows a lot. Anyway, so she sent me a message that I wanted to kind of do a video on. So she said basically a bunch of different things, and then she said, I was concerned when you said you were poorly in that nice outside vid and thought that you should rest, but you say it makes you feel better to do videos. But then you mentioned the black eye and hinted that you had been more poorly than you let on, which I know is a thing that we do. We can feel like we're dying and still pretend like we're fine, and we don't take the time to look after ourselves when we need to. I know it's a subject you've touched on before, but I just thought it would make a great in-depth video topic, especially from that inner perspective of not even recognizing that we're sick when we are. Okay. And so that was actually really, really smart of her to say that, not only because she allowed me to understand that I can use this experience to do a video on it and to share my experience with you guys in that manner, not just the fact that, oh, poor me, I'm sick, but what I learned from it, and I learned a lot from it, but also the perspective of, yeah, let's use our experiences and share them with each other and teach each other how to not repeat our mistakes, right? Not to do the same thing over and over again, which is something that I really have to learn. Oh my goodness. Anyways, so I got sick on a Friday afternoon, and I had a couple of calls, work calls that I had to do. And instead of being like, all right, I'm feeling really sick, I could barely move at that point. I was getting the beginning of the fever and I was literally like dying. I felt really, really terrible. Instead of being like, oh my God, I should cancel those calls, I was like, no, I can do it. I can do these calls. Just a couple of calls. I could do it. I can just muster my strength and I can go through them. And then like half an hour before the calls, I was like, oh, there's no way I can do a call. And there's no way I could even sit on my chair, like this chair that I'm sitting on right now to do these videos. And my work desk is here. I could barely sit on a chair. Like I literally had to be lying down because I just had no strength to get up. And so of course I canceled those calls. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm sick. Thankfully I was able to do that. And to recognize that I was not able to have those calls, they required my energy and my patience and just the effort. It would have been too much for me. So good. Okay, fine. I realized that I was sick and I canceled those calls. Perfect. Great. Good work, Shikha. Good work, Boom. In any case, I got sicker and sicker and I got really, really bad, obviously. Got worse and worse as time went on. Not better. I wasn't feeling better. You know how like sometimes you're like, all right, I have a fever, but I'll just take care of myself for a couple of days and then I'll feel better? No. I kept on feeling worse and worse. The second day, the third day, I felt even worse. Fourth day, I felt even worse than the first day. And I realized that I had some sort of dengue fever, something that was a little bit more dangerous than, a little bit more serious than just a normal fever, because obviously it wasn't going away. It drained me to a level where I had never been drained like that before. I felt completely exhausted and I felt completely not myself. It literally just knocked me out. I never have had an illness like this before. I think it was also worse because I was by myself and I'm not really good at taking care of myself, obviously, being an INFJ, you guys know this. But also because I was kind of negating my experience. What I was doing, and we do this as an INFJ, is that I was like, no, I'm not that sick. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm okay. I'm just pretending like I'm sick, or it's okay, I'm making a big deal out of this. It's nothing major, nothing like that. It's okay, I'm fine. And then I fainted, obviously, I told you guys about that, and I fainted. And I've never fainted in my life. I mean, I am sturdy as a rock, or that's what I imagine. And I fainted twice, I think twice or thrice. I don't remember now. I found myself on the floor twice, and I had no idea that I had even fainted, and I had no idea that I'd even bumped my head until I saw myself the next day with a black eye and a really big bump on my forehead. So of course at that point I was like, oh, maybe it's a little bit more serious than I imagined. Maybe I should go to the doctor. And this was about like the fourth or fifth day. Yeah, I think the third, fourth day, anything like something like this. And so even then I was like, no, it's fine. I can take care of myself. I think it's getting better. I mean, like the fainting session was fine, but like it's over now and I'm fine. And everything's okay, and I just need to take care of myself. I just need to rehydrate myself, and I'll be okay. Which is kind of true, I guess. But then I told a couple of my friends that, you know, I'm not feeling well. I fainted yesterday, and I hit my head, and I just feel a little bit weird. What should I do? Of course, their first instinct was to tell me to go to the hospital. They're like, go to the freaking doctor. Go to the doctor right now. And if you need us to come with you, let us know. I mean, go to the doctor. That's the first thing you should do, is go to the doctor. And my thing about, yes, I want to take care of myself. I want my immune system to beat it. I want to be, but the fact that for them, it was very simple to say, yeah, go to the doctor. That's what you need to do. Go to the doctor. And for me, that was not the first inclination at all. I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I can, I'm strong. I'm an INFJ. I can handle this. I didn't actually say I'm an INFJ, but I was thinking that, I'm sure. And I'm like, I can handle this. I'm stronger than this. I've dealt with other things in my life and it's okay. What's the doctor going to tell me? They're just going to give me fluids anyways. I'm taking fluids. It was Himalayan salt and water. Oh my goodness. And so I was doing the best I can to take care of myself, but the thought of me actually going to the doctor and telling them what was wrong with me didn't even cross my mind. Like, it was not even like the first thing in my on my head, like, oh yeah, go to the doctor. No, that was not what I was thinking. I was like negating my experience, as I said. I was making a smaller deal of it than it actually was. Whereas whenever I told anyone that I fainted, they're like, did you go to the doctor? And I'm like, yeah, I did it, finally. And I mean, at that point, it was already the sixth or seventh day, and the doctor was like, yeah, okay, so, you know, you're rehydrating yourself. There's nothing I can do at this point. You should have come to me earlier, but that's okay. Keep on rehydrating yourself. Keep on taking electrolytes. And if it gets worse, then obviously come back to me, but it seems like you're doing better. So obviously I went a little bit too late. But even at the doctor, you know, when I'm telling her, you know, what's going on with me, I was obviously, again, depleting or negating my experience and making it smaller than it actually was. So I was so uncomfortable. And this is the thing about INFJs. We get so uncomfortable talking about ourselves, but especially in this manner where we're like telling people about the fact that we're not feeling well. So I would be like, yeah, so I fainted a couple of times. And she's like, fainted? You fainted a couple of times? And I'm like, well, yeah, just, you know, I hit my head and I fainted and I don't know what happened. And I'm just trying to make it to be smaller than it is. And obviously the doctor is looking at me like I'm insane, right? Why do we do this? Now, of course, there's so many reasons for it. Like, I just want to slap myself when I do these things. It's just dumb. It's actually really, really, I shouldn't even be laughing about it. It's a very terrible thing to do to myself. And the basic thing is that we, of course, think that we're stronger than anything. We think that we're the strongest people on this planet. We're superhuman. We can take care of ourselves. Nothing affects us. Nothing bothers us. Even if something bad happens, we can deal with it. Yes, yes, you can. But sometimes you need to go to the doctor. Sometimes you just need to go to the doctor. Of course, that's one of the lessons. But also to realize that you shouldn't, and I shouldn't, and INFJs in general shouldn't, make their experiences out to be smaller than they are. That's something that really, I think that really hurts me when I do that to myself. And that's actually something that I'm sharing with you guys because I know that'll help you guys. But it's very difficult for me to even say those words out loud because it literally hurts me when I do that to myself. It's like I'm putting myself down and I'm telling myself that I'm not important enough to be taken care of. And I'm telling myself that I am not as important as anyone else out there. Because if anyone else went through the same experience as I did, the first thing I would tell them and the first thing I would do for them is take them to the hospital. The first day, the second day, whatever it might be, that's the first thing I would do is take them. If they deserve that kind of help, why don't I deserve that kind of help from myself? Why don't I deserve that kind of help from myself? Why don't I deserve that kind of caring for myself? I might be the strongest person on this planet, but doesn't mean that I don't need to take care of myself in that manner. It doesn't make any sense to me. And of course, this is something that I'm still kind of struggling with myself. I still worked a lot, even while I was sick. You know, I'd like muster up the strength and I would get up out of bed and I would sit down at my desk here, or I'd take my computer into bed with me, something that I never do. Because I couldn't literally sit here on this chair. It was too much trouble. It was too much energy. But I would take the computer to my bed or onto the couch and I would sit there with blankets all around me. And I would do some work. And I worked for like a couple hours. I almost an hour and a half, 2 hours every single day, even while I was sick with fever. Even while I was like deathly sick and I could barely move my arms and I barely had anything to eat, barely had anything to drink. Even throughout that point, I was still working. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Like, I'm a little bit, I'm not advocating this as the as what we should do. I'm not saying that this is a good thing. I'm not saying that, oh, I should be proud of myself. In fact, it's a terrible thing. I shouldn't have done that. I wasn't taking care of myself properly, and I wasn't giving myself the chance to believe that I'm not making stuff up. I don't make stuff up. I don't lie about these things. If I was sick, I was sick. I wasn't making a big deal out of it. I was deathly sick. Well, very sick. And instead of taking care of myself and believing in myself and being tender with myself, I was just like, no, you could do it. You're stronger than this. Let's work. Let's make some calls. Let's do this and that. And then when I wasn't able to do that, I was angry with myself because I thought I was stronger than that, and I wasn't as strong as I imagined I was. Also, I was very sick. And so I was not taking care of myself properly. I'm now like taking rest, and every day I'm taking care of myself little by little, but a little too late, I think. I mean, it's good I'm at least learning the lesson. But perhaps I just wanted to share this with you video with you guys because I know probably 99% sure that you probably, if you're an INFJ, you do this to yourself as well. I mean, every time anyone would see me with my black eye, they'd be like, "What guy? What's happening?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, just hit my head when I fainted." And it's kind of funny now, but I think to myself, "What's wrong with me that I negated or made my experience so small when it was a big experience, really? It was an important thing. I learned a lot from it. Yes, hopefully I'll keep those lessons and I'll be better in the future with it." But hopefully this share helped you guys to realize that we do stupid things. We do foolish things to ourselves, and we're not tender and loving with ourselves when we go through these experiences. Just because we're strong doesn't mean that we don't need to take care of ourselves as well. Okay? I hope that you guys get that lesson from this. Now I can laugh about it, but hopefully I have gotten the lesson as well, because really it's a very important lesson for me to learn for myself. Again, if you guys have any questions, message me or comment below. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
100% from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.